I apologize for the back and forth and the confusion about the timing of shoot today. It was all, yeah, he was phone, but I will apologize. Let's be reading a part of Halakha. ומישהו מדקדק על עצמו ביוסף, וישרחק מידי הבן הנשמאה לצד זה, או לצד זה, נקרא חסד. כיצד? מי שישרחק מגובה הלב עד הקצה האחרון, ויש שפל רוח ביוסף, נקרא חסד. וזוהי מידס חסידס. ואם נשרחק על האמצע בלבד, ויהיה עונב, נקרא חכם, וזוהי מידס חכמה. ועל דרך זו שעוק על הדייס. והחסידים הראשונים היו מתן דייס שלהן מדרך האמצעיס כנגד שתי הכתובות. יש דייס שמתן עושה כנגד הקצר האחרון, ויש דייס שמתן עושה כנגד הקצר הראשון, וזהו לפני משהו סדן. So what does that mean, v'zeh l'fnei Yeshua Sadin? That this is an instance of l'fnei Yeshua Sadin. L'fnei Yeshua Sadin means to go beyond what's required. And this is an instance of l'fnei Yeshua Sadin. But Yitochen, and can we do there is that there's a mashmos here. The talking of the Rambam means something much more than that. We mentioned yesterday that the din in Perigid Aleph of Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda Halacha Zayin, Yud Alev Zayin and Zayin Vavida. Hoye Rov Ha'ir Goyim, Im Motsa V'Mokom Min Ha'ir, Sh'rov Ha'Metzuyim Shan Yisrael, Chai V'Achris. He finds it in a Jewish neighborhood. So even though the city as a whole is the non-Jewish population certainly surpasses it, but he found it in a Jewish neighborhood. אבל מצא בסרטיו פרטיו גדולו בבתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשו שהגויים מצויים שם תמיד ובכל מקום שהרבים מצויים שם הרי המציע שלו ואפילו בו ישראל ונוסן סימניה שהרי נסיעה איש ממנה כשנפלו מפני שהוא מגוי מצא. Right, when Israel loses something in a place which is Ravakum, so he assumes the odds are, he knows, not assumes, he knows the odds are that the one who's going to find the Aveda is Nakum, who's not going to be Mekayim HaShavas Aveda, so he's Mesiyash. So therefore when the Yisrael finds it, he finds it L'Achayesh. So when you find it L'Achayesh, it belongs to the Motze Aveda. Afal Bishahu Shalom, says the Rambam, V'harotza Leilech B'darach HaTov V'Hayosha, ועושה לפני משור הסדין, מחסר סעבדה לישראל כשייתן אסימונה. So the Rambam says it's לפני משור הסדין in such a situation to do עכשיו הסעבדה. It's certainly not a chiyuv. מעיקר הדין, a person is allowed to keep the wallet. But לפני משור הסדין, he should return it. But when the Rambam introduces, he says, "Harotza leila b'darach hatov v'hayosha v'osa l'fnei mishur sadin." So clearly, leila b'darach hatov v'hayosha the Rambam is referring us back to those days. But tov and yosha is the chiyuv. is not, doesn't just express the lefnim yishur sadin hafazdeyas. So what's the hemshech in the Rambam? That harotze lelech v'derech hatov v'hayosha, that sounds like he wants to be mechayev alach v'drocha. Alach v'drocha is not lefnim yishur sadin. The ikur din of alach v'drocha is a chiyuv. But also lefnim yishur sadin. You hear the question, Rosa? So you talk in as follows. The last halacha in Hilchos Avodim. Muta lavad rebe knani befarach. Ve'afal pisha hadin kach. Midas chasidus v'darke hachochma. Sheyiya odom rachmon v'rodev tzedek. V'lo yachvid ulo alavdo. The Rambam is Marech. Ein ha'achzorius v'ha'azus metzuya elu, I skipped several lines. Ve'ein ha'achzorius v'ha'azus metzuya elu v'goyim ha'arelim. Aval zeru shal Avraham avinu v'hen Yisrael she'ashpila ha'kadosh baruch hu tovas ha'torah v'tzivon v'chukim v'mishpatim tzadikim v'achmonim hem al ha'kol. V'chein v'midosim shal ha'kadosh baruch hu she'tzivon v'lihidamos bahem who only ever rachma will call master. So ultimately, the Rambam says that for the Odom to treat the Abikanani with rachmanas is a chiyah, mitzad v'alav to v'dwacha. Tov Hashem l'akol v'rachma will call master. So it's a chiyah, mitzad v'alav to v'dwacha. So what does it mean that mutalav or the Abikanani will fall off then? It's not really mutter. Because mitzad v'alav to v'dwacha, Rachman will call Maser. He's trying to be a Rachman. So the word of Pshat is as follows. Mamish, an important yisod of Rosh Hashanah. Let's maybe first come back to Gzeila V'Aveda and try to explain it in that context, and then Hilchos Avodah. When you have an Aveda, so Halacha is Mesiaches to that case on two different levels. There's one level on the Dine Mominus level. Well, what's the Din of the Aveda in terms of Dine Mominus? So in terms of Dine Mominus, the Halacha is that if something is Ovod and the Bailam are Mesiaish, so the Bailas is Paka. On a dinim moment is like a level, which is why al pi din, al pi din, it belongs to the monsiyavim. But there's a second level on which halof is misyaches to this case also, which is mitzad the person's deos, not mitzad the dinim moment is shabbat, but mitzad the hilchos deos shabbat. Mitzad the Hilchos Deos Shabo, so there the right thing to do is to return the object. When you plug Hilchos Deos into Elim Tzius, when you plug Hilchos Deos into the Dinim of Hashoros Aveda, so it's a Lifnim Yishuras Hadin to return the Aveda. It's a Lifnim Yishuras Hadin to return the Aveda because Lemaisa in Dinim Ominus, the halacha is if something is ovud and the bailam and misyaish before it comes to the hands of the motzei aveda, so their bailas was paka, and he's zocha in it. So mitzad dinei mominus, it belongs to him 100%. No strings attached. It's kosher regalt. But simultaneously, on the level of Hilchos Deos, what's the right daya? The right daya is this poor guy lost his wallet. He lost his wallet. The right thing to be is not to be so opportunistic and hold on to it. The right thing to do is to return it. So that's why we asked, how is it that Harotza, the Rambam writes, Harotza Lassus HaTodah Yoshar, which sounds like that what the person wants to do is to be kind of a Lapta B'Drocha. Lapta B'Drocha is not all Lifnei Mishur Sadin, there's an element of all Lapta B'Drocha, which is Lifnei Mishur Sadin. So the Teretz is, Ein Lachanami, when the person is Meshav Aveda, he's being Mekayim, it's Lifnei Mishur Sadin and Hilkos HaShavas Aveda, but where exactly it is in terms of, and maybe in terms of Hilkos Deyas, maybe it's Mamash Ledin. Maybe it's Mamash Ledin. The same thing in Hilkos Avodim. Halacha defines the relationship between the Adam and the Eved on two levels. One, it defines the relationship between the Adam and the Eved on the level of what the Kinyan Avdus represents. What Alpidin? What does Kinyan Avdus represent, the Kinyan Issa, the Kinyan Aguf, that the Adam has in an Eved Kani? What is that Kinyan? What are the parameters of that Kinyan? On that level, is Mutalan about Avodah's Kana? The Eved Kani. However, it also, the relationship also needs to be calibrated on the Hilchos Deyas, on the level of Hilchos Deyas. So Midas Chasidus Utake Chochma Shiyodu Rachman Rodi Tzedek Tov Hashem Makol Vod Rachman Kol Nasa. So that's the Teretz. How does the Rambam say that on the one hand it's mutter, on the other hand it's achiv mitzad v'lach b'drach? So he means, no, it's mutter mitzad kinyan avdus. It's mutter on that first level. Hagam, halacha l'maisa, l'maisa, l'maisa. Again, A, these two levels need to be distinguished just for amita shel Torah. The difference between the two levels shouldn't be blurred just because in terms of the Havana, it's different. It's like, well, the Chapsa Nafkamina. Nafkamina is, if it's mitzad adine mominus, so then I'm afraid to give the Aveda back. If it's not mitzad adine mominus, so Bezdin can't be called for me on Valach de Bedracha. If I don't want to return the Aveda, so then it's not, he can't, the original Baal Aveda can't come and take me to a Din Torah based on Hilchos Deyas. He can take me to a Din Torah based on an Gzeil of Aveda. He can't take me to a Din Torah based on Hilchos Deyas. Could be, in light of all this, that what the Rambam has in mind when he says, Zeu lefnei mishur hadin, is that the mitzvah of Alakta V'drachav, again, which not only has its own version of Lefnei Mishur Sadin, but the mitzvah of Alakta V'drachav is the source of Lefnei Mishur Sadin and other mitzvahs as well. And the Zeh Lefnei Mishur Sadin, maybe the taich of that phrase is not only this is an example of Lefnei Mishur Sadin, but Zehu, the mitzvah of Alakta V'drachav, this is the basis for Lefnei Mishur Sadin, that you'll find it in many other contexts. Whether in the other context it will be the Lefnei Mishur Sadin of Alach Tevedrocha, or whether it will be the Iker Hadin of Alach Tevedrocha, but that's what, in so many different contexts, will define the Lefnei Mishur Sadin. So, to give another example. So the Gemara says in Berachos in Shlosh Sha'achlu, that if so what happens if two want a bench and one wants to continue eating? So he's mechuyav a half second to answer the two, so they can bench b'mezum. What happens if one wants the bench and two want to continue eating? So meikar din, they're not mechuyav. The Gemara tells a story with a papa, I think it was, who was a half second. No, the papa did lefnei mishur hadin. So again, what's the pshat? Pshat is the same thing. Mitzad hilchos zimun. So echad mafsek l'shnayim, ein shnayim mafsekim l'echad. Mitzad hilchos deyos. Again, whether it's the ikar adin of hilchos deyos, or whether it's the lefnei mishur hadin of hilchos deyos, but either way, it's mitzad hilchos deyos that ein echanami. Mitzad hilchos zimun, the shnayim anam mechuyav mafsek. It's not that they should accommodate the echad. The echad has to go somewhere. He has an appointment. He's in a rush. I'm not that they should they should be accommodating him. Kach lomdu Kach lomdu beferish mitzvazo Mahu neku achanun af ato hayechanun Mahu neku arachun af ato hayevachun Mahu neku Kadosh, afata heye kadosh. I think what we commented already on the asymmetry here in the Lashon HaRambam, right? The Rambam says, Mahu nikra chanun. It's not mahu nikra chanun afata tikare chanun. It's not mahu chanun afata haye chanun. But the Rambam has this disparity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nikra chanun, but ata haye chanun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nikra racham, ata haye racham. And the answer is, again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. He doesn't have different qualities. He doesn't have different midos. When we ascribe midos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we really mean by that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in such a way that if a person were to act that way, we would describe that person as a rachum, a chanun, an aruch apayim, a kadosh. But not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different midos. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. We, the way we perceive his actions, so we perceive them and we describe them and classify them in terms of midos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is echad. He doesn't have different qualities, different attributes. Hashem Elokein, Hashem echad. A person, avada, does have midos. A person isn't echad. A person does have different qualities, different midos. A person who has different qualities, different midos, his chiyuv, based on those descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to actually cultivate and develop that midah. That's what it means. Mahu nikra chanun, afato heye chanun. Mahu nikra rachum, afato heye rachum.
The
mitzvah is mekuyam when the person develops the midah, so it means it's a process. It's not like Nitzilas Lulav that you can sort of, you know, distill it into one concrete maaseh. It's a process. Because the mitzvah is actually called the day of Sehelavah, as the Rambam says in the next time. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. We know that we'll continue later.